World of Stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 8:30. But right now, DC is going to get the 2027 draft. I think it's going to be a hit because of the proximity of so many people. The DC is one of those things. It's going to draw not only the people in DC, Washington. It's going to draw Marylanders. It's going to draw people from Virginia. It may even cause some people from northern part of Carolina to come on up as well. I think it's going to draw a lot of people. Maybe the highest attended one of them all.
You know who won't be there?
Who?
Me. I ain't going down there.
You going down there?
No, not with all that. I mean, there's just, if you've ever been to an NFL draft, there's so much going on. And I only went to the one in New York. But, like, they had it there every year, so they were ready for everything. I think sometimes these areas aren't ready for how many people actually show up.
They're estimating over 1 million people, Joe told me.
Yeah.
Ed, your thoughts on this. Would you go if it's in – I've been there twice with Vinny in New York. Would you go to D.C.?
No. I have no interest whatsoever.
Did you go to any in New York when you were there, Ed?
No.
Okay.
Well, Joe, you and I get together. I drive. You buy the food.
Down, man. Let's do it.
You down? Because I'm going.
If I drive there, I'm taking a flight from Dulles back to BWI right next to my house.
I'm absolutely going. And you know what? I think the fact that it's in D.C. hurts Baltimore.
Really?
I don't think they circled back here for a while now.
I think you're right. That once I heard that, I said, well, that's that.
Yeah.
Because then why would they do that if you're 40 miles apart?
They get the rest of the nation considers us D.C. Baltimore or Baltimore, D.C.
What's the airport name?
BWI.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they circle back probably within the next 5 to 10 years,
I'd
maybe?
I'd say 5 at least.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't think so, Jeremy? You don't think it hurts Baltimore?
I mean, I never thought about it, honestly. I'm not as concerned over the NFL draft as I am the All-Star game coming back here because I that doesn't make
That's
any sense to me.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
I would definitely go to an All-Star game.
Yeah, I think we all would. Yeah. Like, I don't even like – I hate the Home Run Derby, and I would love to go see that in attendance. Like, I despise it. I just wouldn't have to listen to Chris Berman if I was actually there. And I just think it's cool to see all these people kind of, you know, watching the kids get smoked in the outfield by 110-mile-an-hour balls off the bat. What the hell do you have six-year-olds out there for anyway?
Yeah.
But no, like, that's something that's more important to me. I'd never really thought about the draft here. Do you think it could work here?
I think it can.
Ed, what about you?
I think it can, but I mean, I just think we got to be realistic. Have you looked at our city?
Yeah.
Seriously, I've been here 25 years. When I moved here, there were problems. It was violent, but you had a bustling downtown. You had the light Pratt Street pavilions were full. You had Brooks Brothers and high end stores and all kinds of restaurants and stuff. It's a ghost town down there now. Little Italy's closing up. The Inner Harbor's a disaster. Like. I don't think it's a good idea until you get the city back.
That's the
they may come, but I don't think it's a great idea.
That's good for the state of the city and where we need to go moving forward. Mm. But when you have a Billy Joel concert down there, nobody knows that. When you have a Paul McCartney concert down there, no one knows that. People come in because it's a great venue. We have great venues downtown.
There's great venues downtown, but people come to a Billy Joel concert. They make the train down from New York or whatever it is. Spend the night. If they're coming for the draft. They're coming from California. They're coming from Green Bay. They're going to get a hotel for a couple of days.
Right.
It's a different thing. It's a different stay.
What makes it different when you're not from here? You don't know that the city is
because
a ghost
town. You're not
going
out. You're going to wake up in the morning and say, what are we doing today? Well, let's take a walk downtown. You go downtown. You got 75 vacant stores.
I think
I just don't see it.
I think before they get an NFL draft here, they'll make sure there are things to do downtown. I think so. I think everything you said on the city, I'm not debating what you said on the city. It's not a good place to be, 100%.
I think
they can fake it for 3 days.
Okay, so if they had the draft, where would they hold it? Is this Inner Harbor, Raven Stadium? Like, is this?
I think the perfect place to hold it is at Raven Walk. Right there between both stadiums. That's the perfect place to hold it. That area holds a lot of people.
And you got a lot of parking around there, too.
Yes, it holds a lot of people. The Ravens Walk is the perfect place to hold it. It had already a video
draft is
board out there.
Right?
You said what?
The D.C. draft's going to be out.
It'll be on the mall.
It'll be on the mall, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's the – isn't there already a big screen out there at the Ravens Walk? Don't they have videos out there? Yeah. So
they put them out there for game day.
Right. You can put a stage out there, a temporary stage. I think that's the – if you do it here, that's the best place to do it. However, I think I think this is the NFL's way of saying, well, Baltimore, this is the closest you're going to get.
Packers situation was like their whole draft was around the stadium.
Yeah.
So it was a focal point. They even had people in the stadium. And so you can do that in those parking lots.
And you put that in between Camden Yards and M&T Bank Stadium, and that's those are two. I mean, I'm biased, but I love. We all know we love Camden Yards. We don't speak enough about M&T Bank Stadium. I love M&T Bank Stadium.
Question: this is to Rob specifically. You were just in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of their downtown revitalization?
Yeah. That's nothing that I, dude. I'm like, what happened to Detroit? It is. What did they do? I mean, what was the business model? Who went in there and changed that?
Well, I don't know who did it, but they had the will to do it, and they did it.
They did it.
That's why they
did the hell out of it.
It's so similar to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Outrageous crime levels, terrible poverty. Yeah. Everyone threw them under the bus and gave up on them. They have a beautiful downtown.
It is beautiful. It is exquisite. They have million-dollar homes in the city.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah,
I'm looking around Detroit like, what? This is nothing like what I heard.
When I was in Nashville, not to compare the two, but like in Nashville is like the fastest growing city in the U.S., at least one of them are number one. They had million-dollar condos in the ghetto, like, and that's where the Airbnbs were. Because when we came in, we were staying in an area that they were like, hey, don't get out until your Uber car gets here, and then you just walk right to the Uber. But the house we were staying in was amazing.
Yeah. Well, Detroit is different. It's like, I mean, you heard the people, the lifers in Detroit telling you how much the city has changed over the past 5 years. Hey, you're talking about 5 years, not 10. Like this one lady said, just when she was about to leave the city, she heard all of these promises. So she gave it another year. And by the end of that year, she changed her mind because they weren't quite there, but she felt the change. And she said the best thing house value has almost doubled, she told me.
And this is the reason I bring it up, because if I were running, picking the league, the NFL, Major League Baseball, I don't know, I would do the same. I would tell us, Baltimore, it'd be the same conversation I have with a kid that I've given 15 chances to get his crap in one bag. He can't stop with the drugs. He has no money. He's always broke. He's always stealing. After a while, you stop giving, and you're like, I'll help you get your act together. And that's why I feel they're looking at us. Like if Detroit can turn itself around, which is a much bigger city than us, they got it together, and they had a lot of problems too. They have a lot of problems, and we have resources they don't have, like being on the Chesapeake Bay and things like that in proximity to D.C. and New York and Philly. They did it. Why can't we do it? And until we do it, we're not going to be treated well. And that's that. So our leadership needs to get their ass in gear and do something radical. The world wasn't changed by reasonable men. Like, Jesus makes me mad.
I was in Detroit 15 years ago. And there 2 weeks ago, it doesn't look like the same city. Let's go to Baltimore and get Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Love the show as always. Just wanted to offer perspective absolutely. Thank you very much. As a small business owner, and shout out to my wife. She just got a community stewardship award from the mayor's office of small business, and it was by the mayor, and it was a celebration of small business month in Baltimore, and I think this whole week is small business month. So I completely hear where Ed's coming from. There's so much about the city that needs work and needs love. But I also just want to shout out as a business owner in Seton Hill, who just moved from Pigtown on Main Street by the stadiums where we love looking out at the parks from the roof. We know the community, we know the people, and we know the hundreds to thousands of small business folk out there working really hard to be a part of that that revitalization, including what's going on in the Inner Harbor right now with a lot of small businesses, a lot of local small businesses getting put up there. And so I hear where you're coming from. I just want to offer some love and shout out to everybody there that is trying to work to make this city and turn it around, including violence intervention being, for the first time, not in the top 25 most violent places in the country. Like you said to that woman in Detroit, the change is there. We can kind of feel it, and everybody's going to keep pushing.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Joe.
And he's absolutely right, though. Like when we don't factor in, or a lot of us don't think about how much these big events help out those small businesses. Now, they probably piss off the locals. It's like, man, I'm trying to get somewhere, and there's so much damn traffic.
Get over it.
It helps out. There's so many. That's why I thought the two stadiums doing the concerts were huge and other things that just bring people down to the city.
By the way, those houses that he's talking about, you can sit on the roof and look out. I want one of those.
Yeah?
I want one. I ain't going to get it right now because I don't know if I want to live there. But ultimately, I want one of those.